This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation has administered 98% of its current COVID-19 vaccine doses as the tribe receives additional vaccines and personnel this week to help administer more. As of Tuesday, the Navajo Area Indian Health Service had vaccinated more than 77,000 people from its supply of 78,520 vaccines. The Navajo Nation is set to receive more than 28,900 additional doses and clinical staff to help with vaccinations. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez talked about the tribe's vaccination plan during a virtual town hall Tuesday.
Our goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to give 100,000 shots to our Navajo people by the end of February. February is a short month, 28 days, and that's our goal for this month.
More than 170,000 Navajo citizens reside on the Navajo Reservation in Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. Healthcare officials say Navajo citizens who live off the reservation are getting vaccinated when they return to their home communities. The Navajo Nation's additional support is in part due to hundreds of millions of federal dollars recently allocated to the Indian Health Service to assist with COVID-19 testing and vaccination efforts across Indian country. A Native American legislator in Wyoming says Congresswoman Deb Haaland has broad support among indigenous people in her state to lead the Department of the Interior, as a number of U.S. Republican lawmakers are publicly opposing Haaland's nomination, concerned about resource development, citing Haaland's support of environmental policies. Representative Andy Clifford, Northern Arapaho, says if U.S. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming opposes Haaland's nomination with a no vote, that would damage his relationship with indigenous constituents.
You know, her nomination brings attention to the fact that she, as one of the first indigenous female U.S. representatives, faces systemic racism, you know. And our Senator Barrasso, he has to do a better job of ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to participate in our democracy.
People across Indian country have expressed their excitement about the possibility of having a Native American as Secretary of the Interior.
What I see is happening is that more Indigenous people are becoming engaged and participating in processes that we've never been welcomed to participate in the past. And to me, that'll always be a step in the right direction. So when we're getting more diverse representation at the table, people get uncomfortable with that.
Barrasso has indicated he may vote against Haaland's confirmation, while Montana Senator Steve Daines has announced his intention to block her confirmation. Both Republican senators sit on the Committee on Energy and Natural Resources, which will take up the confirmation.
We run for our sisters!
The Standing Rock Youth Council hosted a run Tuesday to urge President Biden to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. They posted updates throughout the day on social media. Lakota youth journeyed 93 miles to the site of the No Dapple resistance camps 4 years ago along the Cannonball River in North Dakota. People across the country showed their support to the youth by running in solidarity, sharing photos and videos on social media. Oil pipeline opponents are hopeful after Biden halted the Keystone XL pipeline. Opponents fighting a pipeline replacement project in Minnesota are urging the administration to stop construction of Line 3. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous populations. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.